Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Billy Graham's body lying in state in the Capitol. We've got the story.
The Wichita City Council approves a hangar lease for Doc. I'm Dan O'Neill.
One of the president's top aides is testifying on Capitol Hill. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details are just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Yet another storm system is going to track across south central Kansas, and it looks like we'll see very little, if any, precipitation. Our forecast is coming up.
KNSS breaking news, Dick's Sporting Goods will immediately end sales of assault-style rifles and high-capacity magazines at all of its stores and ban the sale of all guns to anyone under 21 years old. That announcement today comes 2 weeks after the school massacre in Parkland, Florida. The late Reverend Billy Graham will be honored at the U.S. Capitol. Fox's Griff Jenkins has the story.
He's only the fourth citizen to ever do it. The first two were Capitol Police officers Jacob Chestnut and John Gibson, who were killed in the line of duty in 1998 here at the Capitol. The third being civil rights pioneer Rosa Parks in 2005. Now, lying in honor is just a little step below lying in state. That's reserved for presidents like Reagan, Ford, and Kennedy, who have all laid in state.
The public will be able to view the body following an official ceremony today and Thursday.
The Wichita City Council has approved plans to lease a new home for the B-29 aircraft known as Doc.
The World War II-era bomber, rebuilt and restored in Wichita, will soon be housed in a 32,000-square-foot hangar at Eisenhower National Airport. The nonprofit group Doc's Friends have been working on fundraising to cover the cost for the housing. On Tuesday, the City Council approved plans for the lease, which will allow plans for the construction to move forward. The plans include space for close-up viewing of the aircraft, as well as a museum area and retail sales. The aircraft is currently stored behind Air Capital Flight Line and is not open to the public. Supporters say the hangar will be an opportunity to draw aircraft enthusiasts to the area. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Search continues for 5-year-old Lucas Hernandez. Police officer Charlie Davidson saying the boy was reported missing from his southeast Wichita home February 17th.
Several items were located by volunteer community searchers at Chisholm Trail Park. The items were looked at by Wichita Police Department investigators, and none of the items located are going to be associated with the case. We do not have any planned searches at this time as we continue to look through information that we have and continue to investigate the case.
Police continue to ask residents to share any details they may have on the case on social media, and anyone with information on Lucas Hernandez may call the tip line at 383-4661.
One of President Trump's top aides has testified in a marathon closed-door session with House lawmakers.
White House Communications Director Hope Hicks doing about a 9-hour-long interview with the House Intelligence Committee. She wouldn't answer questions about her time in the White House, saying she was advised not to. One source says Hicks did say she had told white lies for the president once in a while. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders wouldn't give specifics, but she did say,
"We are cooperating because, as the president has said repeatedly, there is no collusion."
The committee speaking to Hicks as part of its probe into Russian election meddling and possible ties between the Trump campaign and the Kremlin. In Washington, Joel Nadeau, Fox News.
In the wake of 150 arrests by federal immigration officers, San Francisco's mayor is not cooperating with the effort.
San Francisco's Democratic Mayor Mark Farrell defending his decision to keep San Francisco a sanctuary city. In a statement Tuesday, Farrell accused the Trump administration of pursuing a political plan that haphazardly punishes sanctuary cities. He also announced a 24-hour multilingual hotline for illegal immigrants facing enforcement activities. But Matt Albance of Immigration and Customs Enforcement tells Fox News,
"I don't know what benefit there is to allowing individuals that are here illegally, committing crimes against innocent victims, and oftentimes against those same individuals in these communities that these politicians are purporting to support.
Sean Langel, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Basketball action last night, road finale for the K-State men. We'll have details. And good news for Dallas Cowboy fans, I guess. We'll explain coming up in sports.
A plan to build a giant city in the Arabian Desert?
Ooh.
That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Wednesday. Gunfire in broad daylight in West Wichita. This happened near McCormick and Meridian. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says it happened late Monday morning. Officers got the report from two men in their 40s.
They were driving in the 1000 block of South Bond in a silver Chevy Tahoe when two unknown suspects pulled up next to them in a 2007 red Chevy Impala and fired multiple shots towards them.
One of the bullets hit an unoccupied pickup truck parked in the next block. The vehicle belonging to the two male suspects was found nearby and impounded as part of the investigation.
Websites that make online sex trafficking possible are the target of legislation approved by the House.
The House overwhelmingly approved a bill giving prosecutors and victims more power to go after websites that host advertisements for prostitution. Advocates say such websites can facilitate sex trafficking. Current law has shielded websites from material posted by third parties. Critics warn this legislation is too broad. The bill now heads to the Senate. Similar legislation has already attracted bipartisan support there. President Trump's daughter, Ivanka Trump, tweeted her support for the legislation. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A massive development that could dwarf New York City may soon pop up in a sparsely populated stretch of desert near the Red Sea.
Saying that he is building a city for the dreamers of the world, the Saudi crown prince, who is looking to solidify his grip on power and diversify the kingdom's economy, will begin a world tour in March to drum up investors. The tour starts in London and stops in New York, Washington, and San Francisco, possibly Texas as well. The dream is a $500 billion megacity powered completely by renewable energy. According to Reuters, the buildings will feature traditional Moroccan-style architecture and Islamic designs. Amenities will include a marina, helipads, and golf courses. Its economy will focus on biotech, energy, food, and advanced manufacturing. Women may be allowed to wear bikinis, but alcohol will likely remain prohibited in the strict Muslim country. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Those gasoline prices going up. We started to see that increase yesterday. $2.49 a gallon, the gasoline price that we're seeing out there in Wichita this morning. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's an overcast start to the day across Wichita and south central Kansas. Could see some spotty areas of mist or drizzle here early on, but a cold front moves through this afternoon, our high 61. Some sprinkles or even flurries possible overnight with a colder air mixing in, our low by morning 31. Sunny and windy on Thursday, tomorrow 55. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now fog and 54 degrees. We've got a south wind at 6 miles per hour. 8:10 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Stealing a picnic basket is one thing. Mauling a car is quite another. A Mississippi Wildlife Department biologist says a bear attacked a woman's car in Sontag, about 60 miles south of Jackson, Mississippi. Jamie Holt tells the Jackson Clarion Ledger there were tooth and claw marks consistent with a bear on the front wheel wells and hood. There was headlight damage, and the front license tag holder was ripped off. There was also a muddy bear track nearby. Nobody was in the car at the time. Authorities don't know what caused the attack. There was no food inside. A nearby trash can was untouched, and apples were on the ground in the yard, so the bear apparently wasn't after food. He just wanted to attack somebody's car.
Oh, that's stuff right after. That's right out of William Faulkner.
Yeah. Weird, huh? Mississippi, a bear attack on a car. 8:11 now with Steve and Ted, and of course, the Florida shootings. Latest, the students are returning to school for the first time since the shooting, and with us this morning is Fox News Radio's Evan Brown. Good morning, Evan. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning.
Are you on the scene there in Parkland, Florida?
I am. I'm across the street from the school.
All right. Tell us about it. What's it like there this morning? I would imagine a lot of police presence.
A very heavy police presence. You could call it a sea of police, really. There were just so many officers from many different agencies that came to assist here in Parkland. Parkland itself is a very small town. It has no police department of its own. It is serviced normally by the Broward County, Florida Sheriff. But adjacent towns have their own police departments, and even police from as far away as West Palm Beach were coming out to assist this morning. There are about 3,200 or so students at Stoneman Douglas High, and you could very easily say there was one-on-one armed security this morning. As students walked down sidewalks to a crosswalk where a volunteer from a policeman from the local PBA handed each student a flower before they crossed the street to go to school. For many who were accompanied by their parents, parents would bring them as far as the beginning of the crosswalk, and they would have to let them go across the street, go back to the school where 2 weeks ago they may not have come out of that schoolhouse alive. So the hugs were extra long, the kisses extra plentiful, parents just staying and watching as their kids cross the street, as long as they could see them walk into the campus.
Evan, did you have a chance to talk with any of these folks and get their feelings about what was going on, what's going on today out there?
Well, I spoke to a few people. Some students, many students here have been rather media savvy, and they've certainly tried to get their messages across in the past couple of weeks. But today, a lot of them were making today for themselves and really politely declining to talk to reporters. A few of them did. One young lady told me that it was very strange waking up this morning knowing she had to go back. But she is glad to go back with her friends, her teachers, her classmates. I spoke with one mother who doesn't know what she's going to do today with her kid being in school. She doesn't really even want to think about how it's going to be a very long day for her, even though school itself will only be a half day today.
Only a half day. All right, Evan, thank you so much for being with us this morning. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, where the kids are going back to school after that Valentine's Day shooting that took the lives of 17 people at the school, and to try to get back to normal. And I can imagine that, I know that with all that police presence and that story down there, that there are satellite trucks everywhere. I mean, all the major media of the world is on their doorstep down there. I don't know how kids can be going to school in this kind of atmosphere, but there you go. They're making the adjustment and going back to class. And trying to get back to normal down in that small community there in Florida, Ted. 8:15 now, Steve and Ted. People on a plane getting ready to leave Newark Liberty International Airport had a surprising delay. A passenger who had just boarded opened the emergency exit and went down the slide. Port Authority police say charges are pending against 25-year-old Troy Fatton after he was detained by airline staff and police moments after he reached the tarmac. The incident happened early this week on a United Airlines flight that was headed from Newark to Tampa, Florida. The flight was delayed for several hours.
Right.
Passengers eventually were put on another plane.
Sure, all those passengers were ready to dish out corporal punishment on that guy right there.
Yeah, if he could have got down to the tarmac, they probably would have let him have it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, another story out of Florida. I love stories out of Florida, don't you? This was out of Newark, I guess, but going to Florida. Residents of a Florida resort say they are having problems with a substitute mail carrier who refuses to deliver their packages because they're nudists. Hudson residents living in the Eden RV Resort and City Retreat, a clothing optional compound that includes an RV park as well as small family homes and volleyball courts, say their normal U.S. Postal Service mail carrier has no problem delivering packages inside the gates, but recently they have been having trouble with a substitute. Apparently this postal worker just doesn't want to go in there where those naked people are. Residents say a post office manager told them the mail carrier is not required to enter the community if nudity offends her.
Oh, okay.
So it's not part of their code. Eileen Hudak, who's been a resort resident for 10 years, says, "It offends me that she does not do her job, because if she can't do her job, then she shouldn't be having this job." That was Eileen's take on it. She thinks,
but if the job doesn't require, then
doesn't require
the nudists
to
have to go, you know, pick up their mail at the post office box.
You know, I suppose it's got to be troublesome sometime to be a nudist if you're cavorting around in the all together and people treat you strangely.
Why do they have to come inside the gates? Why don't they just put a little, mailbox up outside?
Yeah, you get one of those little community boxes with all the boxes on there.
I think that would be easy enough
to do. That
would
be the solution. Yeah. Easy solution to this thing. But
then somebody inside would have to actually put on a pair of skivvies to come out and get the mail. You defend someone else.
It's a big problem.
Kind of like me. I've got to at least wear something to go out and get my mail on Saturday morning.
Well, and my wife sometimes, I will step out the door in a towel or something just for a moment. She's always getting on to me saying, something's going to happen and you're going to get in trouble. Anyway, 817, make it 818 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS on the last day of February. And I'm glad, Ted, because February, I don't mind the month so much as pronouncing the month's name.
Well, it's the shortest month.
Yeah, it is. But February, there's an R in there. So many people neglect that R and make it February, right?
Yeah, a lot of folks do.
All right.
I salute you for not following that trend.
Sports time now with Ted. Kent State basketball. The Wildcats trying to win last night, right, Ted?
Last road game of the season for the Wildcats. Looked like they might get another road win, too. They were up with under 3 minutes to go at TCU last night, a place they had only lost once ever. However, K-State couldn't finish it out. TCU went on an 11-3 run in the last 2.5 minutes and beat the Wildcats 66-59. Too many mistakes by Kansas State. They had a season-high 19 turnovers last night. That's a lot of empty possessions right there where you don't even get a shot off. Dean Wade did have a game-high 24 points for the Wildcats, but it came in a losing effort. This leaves Kansas State and TCU both tied for fourth place in the Big 12 standings, with just one game to go in the season. Talking Kansas hoops tonight, KU Basketball Hawk Talk, the weekly visit with head coach Bill Self. That'll be at 6 o'clock this evening on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Should be a spirited edition with Hawk Talk tonight with Coach Self. Jayhawks coming off that emotional senior night win and, of course, conference champions for the 14th year in a row. That discussion tonight, 6 o'clock on KFH. Pro basketball in the NBA last night. The Miami Heat at home beat the Philadelphia 76ers 102-101. Coming off the bench for the Heat, former Kansas State Wildcat Rodney Magruder played a few minutes, did hit a three-pointer in my win for Miami. Back-to-back wins for the Heat. We're holding on to that last playoff spot right now in the Eastern Conference. Happy birthday today to former Kansas City Chiefs head coach Todd Haley, 51 years old today. He's currently the new offensive coordinator for the Cleveland Browns. Spring training baseball yesterday, the Kansas City Royals put up 14 runs against Seattle. Royals are 3-0 in spring training, and they hit 5 home runs yesterday. Good offense by the Kansas City Royals. Royals bullpen also did a good job yesterday. I think the starting pitching gave up 6 runs in the first inning, and then they brought in all the bullpen guys, and they pretty much shut Seattle down the rest of the way.
What are your thoughts on that? Does spring training mean much?
I mean, no.
It really doesn't, but other hand, you'd like to see your team win down there.
Yeah, you want to see your team. At least you want to see your individual players and the guys that are going to get playing time.
Right.
Have a decent spring and get in touch for the regular season.
Going to be a different season for the Royals.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of new faces.
New faces.
So,
yeah.
Want to see some of that come to fruition. Yeah. I mean, there's some years where the Royals lead the major leagues and spring training wins. Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
It means absolutely nothing. So, just hope everybody gets ready for the regular season.
Gets tuned up. Stays healthy,
yep.
And here we go.
Yep. And just want to close with a salute to my nephew, Mitchell, who his high school career finished up last night at Cape and Mount Carmel as he finishes up his senior year. It's been fun to watch him and his teammates at Cape and over the last few years. They almost won a state title a couple years ago. They won the City League title last year, and Mitchell ended up third in the City League in scoring this year, averaging about 19 points a game.
Terrific. Great
congratulations
season
to my nephew and his teammates and the Cape and boys. They've been fun to watch for the last few years. Thanks for the memories, guys. At Sports with Steve and Ted.
It's 8:21. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean sees evidence of collusion between Democrats and Russians. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.